Paddington kept his eyes closed for several minutes, and then, as he began to feel better, he gradually became aware that every now and then a nice cool draught of air blew over his face. He opened one eye carefully to see where it was coming from, and noticed for the first time that he was sitting near the main entrance to the shop. He opened his other eye and decided to investigate. If he stayed just outside the glass door, he could still see Mrs. Brown and Judy when they came. And then, as he bent down to pick up his suitcase, everything suddenly went black. "Oh, dear," thought Paddington, "now all the lights have gone out." He began groping his way with outstretched paws towards the door. He gave a push where he thought it ought to be, but nothing happened. He tried moving along the wall a little way, and gave another push. This time, it did move. The door seemed to have a strong spring on it, and he had to push hard to make it open, but eventually there was a gap big enough for him to squeeze through. It clanged shut behind him, and Paddington was disappointed to find it was just as dark outside as it had been in the shop. He began to wish he'd stayed where he was. He turned round and tried to find the door, but it seemed to have disappeared. He decided it might be easier if he got down on his paws and crawled. He went a little way like this, and then his head came up against something hard. He tried to push it to one side with his paw, and it moved slightly, so he pushed again. Suddenly there was a noise like thunder, and before he knew where he was, a whole mountain of things began to fall on him. It felt as if the whole sky had fallen in. Everything went quiet.